To order, roll call, we have Vance, Andrew, Jackie, Justin, and Jane in our presence, and I think we're waiting on maybe one more. Nope, the rest are all excused absences. Before we move on, I would like the okay, or maybe just the general okay, to move public comment up to item number 3 and move everything back down accordingly, if that's okay. And the reason why is because we're going to be taking some action tonight, I think, and I'd like to have us hear public comment before we actually make final comments about it. So just seems backwards to listen to public comment after we're already done. So
after the approval of minutes?
Yes, after the approval of minutes. So it gets number 4. What's that? Yeah, we'll get to that. Is that okay with the group?
Sure. It's fine.
Okay. So we'll go right into approval of minutes, which it's been asked by staff that we defer those to the June 3rd meeting. Okay. And then with that, we will move right into the amended agenda of public comment. Is there anybody in the public that would like to make comments? And if so, please speak a little loudly so we can pick it up on our microphones here and say your name. And do we want, we don't want to address, we don't, just say who you are. What you're representing.
Yes.
It'd be great.
Okay. Yvette Mason, Port of Tacoma. Thank you for letting me speak. It seems like there's a lot of new information that is just, I think Jennifer just really tried her best to get everything out on some things on Saturday, and then there were some things that came out on Monday. But it seems like an awful lot of information, and the appendices were a little bit confusing, and the white paper on impact fees was kind of buried in, I think it was appendix number 3, which was about 160 pages. And it just, I really feel like everything is being rushed here at the end, and I, this is the first time I've seen the project. I think this is the project list. Is that right? And so this is the first time that I've seen it. The other piece of it is the last meeting we had, there was kind of a discussion regarding Puyallup between Dee and Portland. And there was, I think it went back to a freight priority corridor or a co-priority, but I haven't seen if it actually changed. I don't know. It seems like everything is just really becoming compressed, and I'm very nervous that things are getting compressed.
Thank you. Is there anybody else in the public? Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, thank you also for the opportunity to speak. My name is Erin Anderson, here on behalf of Puget Sound Energy, and I would echo what Yvette said. There is a tremendous amount of information that has just come out in the last few days, and I concur with your comments. Beyond that, I think that the commission's work should reflect integrity, and that if the public is getting this just in the last few days, I would hope that your discussion today, before you take action, reflects your ability to have gone through it all and understood the content of all the new materials as well, so that the Planning Commission, when they get it, to recognize that you have an opportunity to go through it as robustly as you can. And certainly that's to the strength of the Commission's recommendation. I understand that the public has an opportunity to comment at the Planning Commission level, but I would hope that you truly have adequate opportunity to go through tremendous amounts of new data.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? All right.
Can I ask a better question?
Sure.
What would make you feel more comfortable on this more time?
Well, seeing the draft and making sure that that map is in there, and I don't know if you saw how many pages were put into the appendixes. I'm going to guess it's at least 300. And with the draft issue, I would say maybe 2 weeks. I mean, I know that we can still make public comment with the Planning Commission. But my concern is that the Planning Commission is going to think that you all have vetted this very, very well, and maybe they're not going to look at it with as much scrutiny.
Excellent.
Yes, I can go talk with them as well, but they're, as long as they understand that maybe some of this was a little bit rushed at the end and you all didn't get the chance to look at it like you normally would have.
It's a very fair point.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've been saying quite some time now. Something that we will need to deal with. And just so everybody is aware, I need to leave at 6:30, which does mean we lose quorum. So we'll try to do what we can in 30 minutes. And to be honest with you, I'll just make a comment, and I would offer some of this. I really feel like we either, A, we pass on the body without appendices, and then we spend a few weeks and pass those appendices on to the Planning Commission in a rolling fashion as we review them. And that includes the project list, because it just is not going to happen. And so that is something, a solution that I hope that might be feasible for both ourselves to chew on this information and for those who have made comments as well about how to get through all of this information in a much more formative fashion. I'm seeing lots of head nods, which is good. So does that sound like something we might want to do? Pass the body of the document without appendices and the project list, and maybe try to roll through these in the next few meetings, and then push those onto the Planning Commission as we go? Jane?
I think I agree, but really it depends on, I mean, we haven't seen the next version of the body yet.
Right.
And I have concerns similar to Yvette's. I mean, we've talked about a lot of things, and little charts say change and new language and change, but until we see it, I'm not sure that everything, I mean, I would like to have enough time to go through the next,
a new book
like this to make sure and cross-reference all my stacks of paper to make sure that everything there were concerns about got addressed. Not that I don't trust that people are doing their best job, but I just want to double check and be sure things I was concerned about got addressed. So I don't want to have to get a third draft of the body of the master plan next Tuesday, or in 2 weeks on Tuesday, and then have to approve it on Wednesday. I want to make sure we have time to look at it before we approve it. I also don't think there's any way we're going to get through all of this stuff in the next 30 minutes.
So before the meeting started, it sounded like staff was always planning on having our final approval that would move on to the Planning Commission at the June 3rd meeting, right?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, that's correct. I think on the timeline we're on right now, that was our original intent. I do think it is a feasible idea to pass on the body of the document first with a little bit of a lag for the appendices and supporting information, if that's how you choose to proceed. We can confirm that with the comp plan update team, but I believe that is a workable solution for them. I should point out that they will then be integrating that with the rest of the comp plan documents, and that their intent is to go out to additional rounds of public comment on the entirety of the document, and to continue working with the Transportation Commission to receive their feedback on any potential changes that might come up as part of that process.
So speaking of the body of the TMP, besides any comments that we come up today, is that thing, I mean, could you literally go print that at 9 a.m. tomorrow and get us binded copies in the mail?
9 a.m. Well,
9:30?
More like middle of next week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. So here is my suggestion, see what the committee says, that we go through the comments the best we can in the third review, we put aside appendices and project list, and that we worry about passing the body of the TMP on the June 3rd meeting, and then the rest of the time that we have left over, we start chewing at these, and then release these appendices and projects list after that. As long as consultants and staff get us that document Tuesday, close of business?
Middle of next week.
Wednesday noon.
I'll sidebar with Jennifer,
okay,
and do our best to
okay
get it as soon as possible.
Because there's a fair point that we get this information a few days before, and we all live busy lives, and we're volunteers here. So, okay. All right.
Can I ask one more question? You know, it's going to get delayed. I'm wondering, when is the push up to the Planning Commission to where we start actually messing them up? If we pass it June 3rd, you know, it'll be remarkable. So the next meeting is, what, the 17th, I imagine. Are we starting to make the, you know, the other commission give them some problems? When do we start pushing them?
So for us, we're also going to IPS, the Infrastructure Planning and Sustainability Council Committee. And so we wanted to provide it to them as well so that they're aware of what was going on, and also the city council. So we're scheduled for IPS on the 10th.
I think that's right.
10th, and city council, we've been pushed back to July 14th, 7th or 14th. It depends on their schedule. So those would still comply with Planning Commission's starting to wrap it in. But I would say beyond that, they are looking to have their public hearing. So their release of documents, I believe they're only going to do that in mid-August. So we would want to be, they would want to be able to see the master plan and the transportation element well before that, so at least a month before. So I would say, you know, really mid-June. So the next meeting after would be probably absolute deadline for us to go through the council process and then go through.
And you know why I'm asking that, because you've already said you're in trouble next meeting, and I'm always spotty in that first meeting, and a lot of people aren't here, you know, so
right.
I'm worried about that.
Right. And we've been worried about the timeline all along, and I think if we go to council with some appendices missing, we're just going to have to be 100% honest that we just couldn't eat that elephant all in the time that we were given. So from what I'm hearing is we'll go through comments for 30 minutes. And then we will get the TMP draft body to us next week, and then June 3rd we will be approving that to send to the Planning Commission, and then after that we will start dealing with appendices and projects list. I think staff, don't we have a meeting on Friday?
Yes.
We have a co-chair meeting on Friday. We will talk about what next steps about how to deal with appendices and project list at the next few meetings. So we all good? Is that fair? Fair? Yes, Jackie.
I think it's fair. I'm very concerned that we don't have the full board here, or commission here. And I know that's sort of it, but it's kind of like, I mean, and I'm not, we all have reasons why we're not here or we are here, but I feel like five of us approving things doesn't feel very good in terms of what we're taking forward. You know, we can't say that the whole commission supports whatever we send them. If they haven't been here.
I'm going to push back on you. Five makes a quorum, and you must be present to win. And we've got it. If we had that policy, we would never get done. Actually.
No, I'm not saying we shouldn't
yeah
do it. I'm just saying I'm concerned about the credibility
right
of our decisions. And I hope that the majority, more than five, can be at the next meeting.
Absolutely.
That's just a point I want to make. I want it on the record
right
that I'm concerned about the credibility of our decisions when it's not made by more right than a quorum.
I am concerned about our absence policy, and maybe we're not holding it very
yeah
firm.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay.
Let's, Andrew, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to second the, I understand with our individual approval of certain things on our agenda or for going through these comments, but for getting to the approval of the document, I think is primarily important to your mm-hmm point, that this is something that we've worked on for almost 2 years now, and it would be nice to, you know, have everybody present as much as possible for that.
Yeah.
I wish I could be here June 3rd, but I need to graduate. So.
Okay.
All right. So there we go. We have it set in stone. I'm going to look at staff. We're clear of where we're going. Great. Now, let's go into comments. Knowing that we're not going to get to the other parts of the agenda. So go for it.
So I did not receive any other additional comments or concerns. concerns from anyone, especially those that are not here. So I just wanted to reiterate that with regards to the comment, compiled comments list.
Okay. Do you want to go, like, guide us with this?
I can walk you through what this packet is showing you.
Okay.
So I'll first start off by the ones in yellow are the ones that you've already seen and we discussed at previous meetings. So while they do kind of jump out, those are ones we sort of talked about. So we kind of need to focus on those as much. But basically, this table, similar to what we had looked at before, tracks every single public comment we received. I believe there were 476 in total. It has, in the first column, the comment number, the page number it references in the public review draft. The section title, some of those are exactly, some of them are sort of approximate. The comment we received, the recommended solution from the staff and consultant team, the Transportation Commission's recommended solution to the extent that this body did discuss that comment, and then the before text and after text. So that specifies, you know, what did the relevant section read before changes were made, and what does it read now that changes have been made. So you'll notice in some cases the recommendation is no action, and so in that case there's not as much, not a whole lot to speak of. But basically, as we move through this entire packet, you should have every single comment, the kind of the point, the recommended solution is kind of getting at how we're trying to handle it, and before and after tells you how it changed. So we've already been implementing these comments. We have the vast majority of them implemented into the current version of the draft documents. And we kind of want to take this opportunity to allow this group to have any further review or discussion of individual comments of interest, particular responses, and how we have dealt with them, or kind of any other concerns of the group. So the only other thing I'll note is, I guess, a few comments that I don't believe this group saw in the last version, because they have come either from the tag, from Monday's meeting, or just things that we noticed during review, other discussions we had. That is, I believe, comment number, if you go towards the very back.
They renumber, so.
Yes, they do renumber. That's the second round of comments.
That's BP tags and everything else, right?
It was BP tag. It was communities of interest.
Health department.
Health department, right. Correct. Yeah, okay. For the people. So I believe it starts around comment 102, so third to last page.
The second 102.
Second 102, third to last page of this packet.
It's in a different font.
It's in a different font, yep. I believe those are the ones that you did not see the last time we reviewed. So I guess I would point those out.
Can Jane. I ask a clarifying question? Okay. Can somebody tell me how many differences there are between this one that you gave me last week that says comments received through May 6th that I just spent 3 hours on the train reading, and this one that says comments received through May 20th, and where there's differences?
Let's see here. Simply update, date's been updated. The comments, I should say, are reflecting a BP tag from Monday's meeting. We went to them under the direction of the Transportation Commission. And then a few that just as we reviewed, we noticed, we should probably fix something here, so we want to point that out for you. So those ones, I believe, are going to be the last. Let's see here. I think it's 113. No, 113 had been included, say, across the school policy.
Okay.
So it's the last page, 114, 15, okay. 16, 17. Those should be the only new pieces of content you'll see in there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll note that a couple of the before after, no, that should be it. Yeah, should be
okay.
Before.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
So, just so we're clear, we have gone through the majority of these at the very beginning, all the way up to, forget where we, was it in the 290 section or something, originally? Like, where did we leave off at one point? 296. And we left off at the April 2nd meeting there, and that's when we got additional comments from the court. We got additional comments from BP Tag, and we addressed those. And the only new comments are is what Justin just said, right? One something to...
14.
The last page.
Right, the very last page. Okay. So we've already kind of gone through and digested some of these as well. Okay. Is there any... Jane, you spent 3 hours on the train, so I trust as our commission safety minute.
There were just a couple that are before 296.
You want to revisit? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And they're real quick. Like number 87, the after text says regional wide. I don't think regional wide is a word.
Just
region.
It should be region hyphen wide, shouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We will check that. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, what was number for number one?
86. 87. And then on 94 and 95, the person's question, and I don't think it's addressed, actually it's 95, says, what's the distinction between shared streets and shared lanes? And I'm not sure I know what the difference is between shared streets and shared lanes.
So a shared street, and we're actually retaking these photos to make this more clear. The idea of a shared
street... But there's titles that say shared
correct.
Streets and shared lanes.
Correct. So there's text as well as photos. Our understanding of this comment was that it was referring mainly to the depictions, the photos. And then just, I guess, for the group's information on the difference, a shared street would be a bicycle boulevard type example, where it's a relatively low traffic, low speed street that can be shared by all users.
Broadway.
Right.
In Seattle?
Broadway, Tacoma.
And then,
right.
I think, well, which stretch of Broadway are we thinking of?
The stretch all the way from downtown up, isn't that a bicycle boulevard? Or are we actually talking about separated lanes?
I don't think that's a bike boulevard. I can't swear to it, and we do have copies, so
okay.
We can Fawcett.
Fawcett, correct.
Yeah, Fawcett would be a good example. And then it's a bike boulevard, you're correct. A shared lane is going to be a single lane on a street that might have a shadow stencil indicating that bicyclists and motor vehicles will use that lane.
Pacific Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay, is that explained in here somewhere?
Let me see what page that's on. It's 40. This one is referring to page 44. I do have copies if anyone does not. I can pass it over.
I still have my original one, so I don't know how.
Yeah, it's not explained.
How reliable it is.
Yeah.
Just getting there. Okay. Oh, I see. So, right. So this is in the existing condition section. Does anybody need a copy, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, here, let me.
I figure each time we meet, it's evolving.
Page 41?
No, 44.
Oh, 44.
So yeah, page 44
asks
about shared lanes and shared streets. There are two photos indicating those.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with this a little bit in more depth a little bit later on
page
44.
Good point, Jane.
On page 77 and 78. Gets into these bicycle facility types in more depth.
Okay, but it doesn't use the same wording.
That's correct.
It says bicycle boulevards. It doesn't say shared streets.
We will be consistent.
So we need to have consistent wording.
So
and in
seven.
The glossary.
And here's the difference.
There's Bicycle Boulevard, and there's shared lane markings.
Yeah.
Which isn't exactly the same as shared lanes. So it needs to say the same thing everywhere so that people know what it's being referred to.
Shared lane point.
Yeah. So I think it's mainly the titles on page 44.
Yeah, those I think are the biggest problem.
Because they don't match the map that's depicted. I think you're correct. So
yeah.
That seems to be a perfect solution.
Okay.
Okay. You have more, Jane?
Yes.
Okay.
I always have more. Just a minute. I'm going through lots of pages though, without any comments. That's a good sign. Okay, number 228. Okay, we're changing the word protected to the word classified. But I still don't know what that means. I don't know what a classified street is. I didn't know what a protected street was, and I don't know what a classified street is.
So is classified mean it's classified at auto priority because it's connected to the auto priority network?
It's
is that what you're trying to do?
It's reflecting the functional classification of roadways, the primary arterial, minor arterial, collector sorts of designations. So we could probably just add in that language to make that more clear, I think. It's on page 93.
But what does it even mean? Why can't you just say that principal arterials are streets that have a high percentage of long-distance vehicle trips? What do you mean? What does the classified or protected add?
I think you're absolutely right. We can probably just drop it.
Yeah, it's like qualifying it twice.
Yeah, I mean,
it's minor and then it's classified.
Especially when each one is descriptive
of
protected.
Yeah, all three of them say they're protected streets, so should we just take it out and make it more clear that way?
Yeah.
We're not very registered to be in danger.
Yeah, we might be getting something simple here.
Yeah. More simple. I like it.
We're removing the qualifier.
Okay.
Then my petty grammatical thing of the evening. Number 259. You have a comma between University of Washington, Tacoma. And the public comment was to change it to a hyphen. And you said to keep it as a comma. And actually, I went online and looked. And on their website, they don't have either one. It's just University of Washington, Tacoma.
Yeah.
There's no comma. There's no hyphen. It's just
It's always words. Been that.
University of Washington, Tacoma. So I think we should take out the comma and the hyphen.
Okay. I have a capstone in each of
you went on the website.
You really did read all these comments.
Well, we worked for
I don't know if she's going to have to get some kind of a...
Really? I looked at their website because I thought, okay, yeah. I've seen it all these different ways.
Right.
What is it
if
really supposed to
be? If that's how they're branding
be?
Themselves, we'll be consistent with that.
You should
get
that out of
here. Oh, boy. University of California, Los Angeles. I don't see a comma there.
Yeah.
Actually, we did put a comma in there. UCLA. And Wisconsin used a hyphen for Madison. I don't understand it.
Well, that's up to them.
Yeah. Texas out of El Paso? How do they go?
That has a hyphen.
What word do you got, Jane?
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
You're doing great, Jane.
Yeah, but I didn't get all the way to the end, so...
Oh.
The new stuff.
We got farther than most of us. Probably.
Number 323. The last sentence of the proposed new language, the after text, seems really awkward and confusing. It says, lighting is a critical element of SEPTED that the city strives to provide in all needed locations. That part's okay. But then it says, in addition to designing streets to encourage pedestrian and bicycle traffic, providing natural surveillance, and performing necessary maintenance. That doesn't seem to go with the first half of the sentence.
those are examples of treatments that are cited in SEPTED, including the pedestrian bicycle traffic that is called out. However, it seems that perhaps striking that would still keep the points.
So that's other parts of SEPTED.
Those are all examples of SEPTED
measures. Or we need to say that's what it is.
Hmm. You could put a period after locations and say other elements of SEPTED include.
If that's important.
Yeah, CD in addition to makes it a little unclear what.
Yeah.
Does that language, the striking in addition to say other elements of include, would that, the rest of that designing streets, natural surveillance, is that necessary, do we feel, or should we just strike it?
I'm for less words.
I would defer. Is it important to include something like that in there to further define SEPTED? Or
I apologize. I don't have the context in front of me, but I would recommend that we do make some modifications to the language for clarity so that one way or the other, whether it's simplified or clarified, that it's adjusted.
So you guys can decide.
I think I'd rather see it included in there, just because folks aren't as aware of what SEPTED elements are, and we can refer back to the development.
Okay. Then I would just put it in a separate sentence and say other elements.
Included.
Okay.
And then I just had a question on 349. It's talking about trails, and the response is that there should be separate maps for clarity. Are there going to be trail maps included? Will we have those to look at with the draft?
Yeah.
Okay. The second number 11. The recommended the after text at the end. The second sentence is an incomplete sentence. It somehow lost something in moving it over there.
Yeah, I see that. Oh, you know what? We recommend adding, we kind of say dot, 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 220 parking. I think it was just the language.
Yes,
dot,
are you going to...
I think the first half of the sentence...
The first half of the sentence you're still going to leave in there? Because it's in the draft.
Yes,
and there's
correct.
A dot, 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 then 220. So.
That was the attention I
okay.
missed.
Yeah. Okay. So I didn't get through from 16 to the end.
Oh, was the train ride not long enough?
It wasn't. Although the man behind me decided that since we had been by the water for quite some time and we were going along the Columbia River, and then we were by the water again, like along Chambers Bay, that we must have gone all the way to Canada and then looped back to get to Tacoma.
I on 114, it talks about pedestrian priority network, and it talks about adding university and major parks, although I don't know what we would define as a major park. Is it acreage? Is it how many visitors? I actually agree with the idea of at least half of this, of adding universities as a pedestrian zone. Being from a major university, Washington State University, we want our universities to be walkable. Most of these kids, I feel so old, don't have cars. We are encouraging them to be. So I actually could see us identifying our universities and community colleges in our community and doing a 20-minute neighborhood around those.
I confirmed with ALTA that universities and parks were part of the 20-minute neighborhood analysis,
uh-huh.
that sort of hot spot map.
Okay.
So they weren't included. I also just... To make sure that felt right,
right.
I looked at
the map.
I forget the page number. I looked at where UPS is located with respect to the pedestrian priority network.
It's split in half between Proctor and 6th Avenue.
Right, so... And so
71 on the original draft.
So, universities were included that, and you know, UPS does fall kind of the border of the 10, 20 minute walk shed as it's currently drawn. So just wanted to, you know, for the commission's information, it was considered if we think it's important to add emphasis around those sort of special generators of pedestrian activity, that's certainly appropriate, and we could change these walk sheds to reflect that. But they were not left out. Just want to make sure that that was clear. I did not check all the technical colleges on there, so that might be something to look at.
The 20-minute walk zones, aren't they, isn't there standards there that, I mean, as far as there's groceries and there's transportation, you know, other, I mean, there's certain, do we know that the UPS, I mean, that all the parks that they're concerned about or all the colleges that they're concerned about have all those standards?
The intention behind the 20-minute neighborhood is to encourage areas that offer all those within a 20-minute walk. The decision by this group, and this kind of, it synced well with the current land use and the location of mixed-use centers, as well as the growth that the mixed-use centers are going to see over the time horizon of this plan. The feeling was that centering on the mixed-use centers as the center of a 20-minute neighborhood made the most sense because we're trying to kind of drive our growth. So are some of the current 20-minute neighborhoods depicted on this map, they may not have all of that. At this time, some of them probably don't, but the hope is that, again, we can encourage that growth to focus on those areas.
And does the city council then use this map to for anything other than encouragement? I mean, is there any like tax breaks or anything for businesses in them or things like that that would drive 20-minute neighborhoods? Are we putting a 20-minute neighborhood somewhere where it doesn't belong for the city council? That's what I'm a little more worried about. Or is there any real meaning to it?
I can't speak to the tax break thing as much. Again, what I'd focus on is that the mixed-use centers are the receiving areas of the planned growth for the city of Tacoma. And so, in that sense, I mean, these have made their way through the city and public process as the mixed-use centers. And so, given that's where the growth is targeted, that's kind of the intention. I can't speak as much to the kind of business...
I don't think there is anything in the 20-minute neighborhood category. I mean, you just said it. It's tied into the mixed use, and the 20-minute is more for the people who are living there or are working there. What they can do within 20 minutes doesn't have much to do with attracting business. It may, but it's sort of more creating a neighborhood, a walkable, livable, all-inclusive neighborhood. And I don't think the council, I mean, I wouldn't know for sure, but I haven't heard the council talking about 20-minute neighborhoods as a definition of some kind of, I mean, the neighborhood districts and the urban growth, I mean, they've got enough layers already. One more would only complicate things.
Right, and part of our vision is to have a strong tie to land use. And the 20-minute neighborhood vision, for our point of view, is about the infrastructure of a 20-minute neighborhood.
Right.
And it is incumbent upon our planning commission or city council to ensure that the proper land use is around those nodes in the community to receive population growth. The 120,000 people from PSRC says it's coming. The over 70,000 jobs that are coming, that they go here. And you're right, you know, we want to encourage people to have all those amenities there. And looking at the walk shed map, all of the universities and technical colleges are covered. I mean, granted, UPS is split, you know, in diagonally in half, so technically that's fine. And if you put a node there, you could walk within 20 minutes to the Proctor community there. So I think it's fine.
I'm just saying that I don't want to water down the 20-minute areas.
Yeah.
I want to be able to say to my city council person, listen, I live in one of these 20-minute things. We need more help here. You know, we need the other parts of the infrastructure here. So I don't want to do any willy-nilly putting it because it's a park or So that's what I was worried about.
We've already created the northeast one. That's the only thing that we've changed based off of that. And so I agree with Vance. We don't want to stray too far until council revisits the mixed use neighborhood, you know, issue again.
So Jane is building comments, and I want to respect that. And we need to, I have to go. So unfortunately I have a commitment at 7 o'clock I need to be out that I literally cannot miss. So I'm wondering if Jane, if you could work with,
I think they may have gotten all addressed.
Okay. While you look at that, I actually want to reopen public comment if we might. We had a new person come, and we took public comment at the beginning of the meeting. And so I just want to reopen the public comment. If you do have public comment, we'd like to hear it now and state your name and who you represent if you wish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that because I learned that, yes, you did take public comment earlier. My name is Kimberly Freeman. I don't represent anyone. I formerly sat on the Planning Commission when you adopted the MoMAP. I have five really quick comments. My first comment is, it is very difficult. I'm coming late to the process. I'm coming actually through the update of the comp plan and paying attention to that and sort of going, oh, wow, there's a lot happening in the transportation plan, trying to get up to speed on that. And it is very difficult to tell exactly where you guys are at, what you're looking for, how to comment, right? So rather than complain about that, here's my ask. If there could please be two things put on the web. One is a diagram that shows where you are today and where you need to go and all the opportunities for public comment between now and then, who those comments go to, when those meetings are held. And I recognize that things change sometimes as we go forward, meetings are added, but if we could just keep up to date on that would be very helpful. Secondly, if we could have a diagram about how all these documents fit together. It is very confusing how this transportation master plan fits with the complete streets, fits with the MoMAP, right? And now we're talking about the 20-minute neighborhoods. And I've heard things like, oh, the MoMAP's going to be an appendix. I don't understand what that means. Like, what does that mean to the city that that's going to be an appendix, right? Does that mean that the priorities from the MoMAP will be the priorities in the transportation plan? So if there could be a diagram of how the documents relate, that would be very helpful. My second thing is that I'm concerned about Point Ruston, and I realize that that's a development underway. I really question whether some of the data that has gone in, you know, the data is only as good as, the model is only as good as the data that goes into it. So I don't know what assumptions were made in terms of transit or pedestrian usage. I do know that there's been some talk of, I don't know where it is in the MoMAP or if it is in the MoMAP, about making Schuster one lane. So I just, my point to you guys is just be aware of how the proposals that you're putting in place are really affecting the development that's happening, and I think that kind of gets to your point about trying to marry up land use and transportation, right? It would be really great to see if we could see the data that was actually put into that, that's spitting out the different improvements. My third comment is I really love the transit system that's proposed, and I love the bike system that's proposed. I question how we're going to pay for it. I would super encourage the Transportation Commission to consider impact fees. I'm a little discouraged that, you know, all the development has gone in on the waterfront and all the development's going in at Point Ruston, and now we're getting all the development in Proctor, which is great, and it's what we've looked for. But really, we have to be mindful of where we're going in the future and our needs and all of our dreams and how we're going to fund them. So I would seriously encourage you guys to consider recommending to council looking at impact fees and putting something in place. My fourth and final thing is I actually work in Lakewood but live in the North End. And because I work in Lakewood, I drive 66 Stevens and Orchard quite a bit. And while we're planning a ton for the future, sometimes we're a little bit ignoring the needs of now. I am heartbroken as I drive to work almost every day down Orchard and between 56 and the edge of the city of Tacoma. There are virtually no sidewalks. There is barely a walking path. Where there is a walking path, there are telephone poles that holds in the way. Just driving here tonight, there were 7 people walking that area and 1 cyclist. As I came through downtown, I did not see anywhere near that those numbers of people. There's a portion there that is actually a remnant and owned by Pierce County, like between Manitow Elementary and Orchard. I would encourage you guys to encourage the city council to annex that and be done with it and fix it, and to work with the city of Lakewood to fix that entire stretch. And I, when I looked at the plans as best as I could, I didn't see increased transit or bike lanes over there, so I'm very concerned about that. And I noticed it's not one of the 20-minute walk sheds, but there are people in our most neediest communities that are using these facilities because it is the most affordable form of transportation that we're sort of, we need to pay a little more attention to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One more.
Comment number 103.
New 103.
Thank you.
One more and then we're...
Yeah, this is the last one that I saw.
Can't do any business.
Yeah. Okay, the comment says, add alleyways at the end of the first sentence. And the response said, equity is a performance measure.
I'm sorry, the response got copied from the school of...
Is there a response to adding alleyways?
I can check real quick because I have the file sitting right here.
What was the first sentence?
Page 63. Yeah, it's
got 103
sidewalks, crosswalks, trails, bicycle facilities, and roadways.
Oh, I see.
And the health department.
Do we consider alleyways as a roadway in the city?
No.
It really expands the scoop. Can we get a bike lane on an alleyway?
I ride my bikes on alleys.
I know, they're the best place to go sometimes.
Yeah.
Those new paved ones are better.
We don't have those on East Side.
I guess that's a policy. We're adding literally another kind of swath of land that we want to add into this master plan, whether or not we want to add alleyways or not. Right? Isn't that really the question?
Is it?
I don't know about the question and how it pertains to the comment that was made in here, or the context. But
well, the paragraph it's talking about is street maintenance and rehabilitation.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it says, keep roadways operating in safe condition by taking steps to secure roadway funding from a variety of sources to maintain, rehabilitate, or replace sidewalks, crosswalks, trails, bicycle facilities, and roadways.
And they want us to
and
add alleyways.
And they want
alleys.
To add alleyways.
No, I'm good with that. We can add it.
Sorry, Jane, which page is it on?
63. Paragraph 4.9.
Oh, thank you.
The purposes of funding.
This thing is unconstrained as it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
no. I'll let it slide.
So, and alleyways.
I'm no.
I don't know. Yeah. Do we want to add alleyways?
I think in the purpose of the policy, it's a little bit... It's very descriptive. You could get into a whole bunch of different... Like, you could start talking about cul-de-sacs and...
Those are disallowed in the community. Yeah. It's planned.
And for the purposes of funding, you're not getting anything for alleyways. Like, it's just whether or not the city has the resources to, to maintain those and pave them.
And alleyways, and then get a PSRC grant anytime soon.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I think it's... I would...
Unless it goes to Frederickson.
Opt not to, but...
No action?
Then? No action.
Okay. Yeah. That's just my...
That's fine with me. I just...
Or across the base. All right. Okay. We good?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry this has to be short. So Jane and I will meet with Jennifer and Josh on Friday, and we will have a super clear email about next steps, and we'll work on all of the comments. You good? Okay, meeting adjourned.
Oh, we're not... I mean, we can do a lot of work here without a quorum. I mean... Is there any other, all this technical?
Yeah, you can.
Group,
you can. Meeting's not adjourned.
Well, no, we have no.
Meeting's
no, adjourned the meeting because we no longer have a quorum.
It's standard city policy
practice
to adjourn a meeting when you actually don't have a quorum.
I don't think there's any of
it just enters into.
I only go by Robert's rules. That's all I understand.
But,
you guys go
but if we no longer have a quorum, the rest of us can talk if we want to.
Yeah, we can talk forever.
So we can turn the microphones off and talk if we want to talk about anything.
Yeah. turn that off.
I don't want to talk about anything unless we're not actually